What's up, guys? It's Jamie Grace. Welcome to Wait It Out, a podcast on dating, relationships, and other things worth waiting for. Let's jump right into it because I love reading your questions and I love hopefully giving you pretty decent answers. So let's just jump right in. Okay, this is from E on Insta, of course. She says, I'm like your role model. Thanks, girl. It's really sweet of you to say. She says, I've got a question for your podcast. I had a best friend of 6 years before I moved to a different state. Just before I moved, however, we had a ginormous fight. I know everyone says fights aren't their fault, but this really wasn't on me. I admit I could have handled it better once the whole thing got started, but she got mad at me for a misunderstanding that I quickly apologized for once I realized how it came across to her. It got so bad that her parents had a quote-unquote intervention with me and talked to me about how I could have been a better friend. At first, they were on my quote-unquote side, but because they saw that she was overreacting. But as I distanced myself because I couldn't process everything that was going on, my world was falling apart because I was moving from the only place I had ever known, and now I was losing my best friend. They got super upset with me. Long story short, it's been a year now, and I know I eventually want to go back and visit my old friends, but it's hard for me to think about visiting because I absolutely dread going back to see them. They were family for 6 years of my life, and I've wanted to update her on everything, but I'm still kind of hurt by everything that has happened. I wish I could visit everyone else but them sometimes, but I know that that would do more harm than good. I just don't know if I have the strength to go through that again, but I also don't want to miss out on healing if everyone is in a different place after a year of not talking. I was kind of hurt to find out she had a boyfriend and didn't tell me, since we had always said that we would be the first ones to find out when each other started dating. I'm mostly over it now because it's been so long, but my biggest thing is, how do I deal with it when I go back to visit? Wait, hold on. Here we go. When I go back to visit everyone I grew up with, how do I make sure we are good via messaging, calling before I head back? I've forgiven her, but I'm still hurt. Do I let her know that, or do I let it go as if the words she said to me still don't ring through my head? I think this is what she said. She said, what the friend was going through doesn't matter because what I'm going through is much worse. So I think that's what the friend still living in the town said. Okay. Back to the question. She was my inseparable sister for so long, and I apologized so many times for things I didn't even do just so we could stay friends. And we have hardly said a word to each other since I moved. Some insight would be helpful. I've talked to my mom, but she was quote unquote in on everything. So some outside input would be great. Thanks for everything you do. You're awesome. Thank you for so many kind words. A couple things like stood out to me right away. And I want to come back to this. One thing that I want to address first and foremost that really stuck out to me, when you said that you were kind of hurt to find out that she had a boyfriend and didn't tell you, because you guys have always agreed that, you know, you'd be the first ones to tell each other. I want to make sure that you don't allow this situation to hurt you more than it needs to, if that makes sense. Nothing should hurt you. I mean, like, hurt sucks. I'm not saying like, oh, allow it to hurt you 40%. Like, I'm not saying that. But I am saying, like, you know that y'all's friendship is not where it used to be. So don't pile anything else onto the brokenness that already exists for the sake of this friendship. You know what I mean? Like, you guys have already had a falling out. She's already said things that she shouldn't have said. You've already reacted in a way that you shouldn't have reacted. Now that she's got a boyfriend and she didn't tell you, don't add that to the list of things like, you should have told me. No. There's a lot of things that could have gone down a lot differently, and her telling you about the boyfriend wasn't one of them, because you guys don't have that closeness right now or anymore. And so she doesn't have to tell you that. It still hurts. Don't get me wrong. It still hurts that you don't have that, and that I'm sure you would have loved to, you know, heard all the silly details and crazy details of how they came to become a couple. But I don't want you to beat yourself up or beat her up. Obviously not like physically, but even emotionally, I don't want that to become a huge topic, because it's not like, that's just, we're going to go ahead and move on from that. And so even with you coming back to visit, I don't think that you owe her an explanation that you're coming back to visit. You know what I mean? you don't owe her a, hey, just so you know, I'm coming back in town. If it were me, I would let her know that I was coming back in town, because I'm very much like you in that I don't like the idea of someone that I've known and have loved for just such a good amount of my life no longer being a part of my life. It stinks. You know, I've read somewhere, and not like in some deep research or anything, but it was like a meme on Instagram, and it said like best friend breakups are worse than like boyfriend breakups. I wouldn't say that's 100% true, but there is something beautiful about a sisterhood. And sorry to the dudes listening, but especially when you've got a friend that's so close that she's like a sister, and her parents are kind of like your parents, and your parents are kind of like her parents, and you can stay over their house, you can be at their house with their family without them, and it's not weird. There's something beautiful about when a sisterhood is built. And then there's something exceptionally devastating when that falls apart, and I've definitely experienced that before, and it sucks, man. And I feel for you, and I hate that you're going through this. And you know, a year of not talking, like, that's a long time. Like, that feels like, I mean, gosh, that can feel like a century, you know, like a year of not talking. It's like, how do we get here? Like, who are you anymore? You know, I had a best friend breakup. I've had multiple, sadly, but a couple years ago, and they came up in conversation the other day, and y'all, I couldn't think of what their face looked like. And I just sat there like, what does she look like? You know what I mean? And it really sucks. So this is, you know, I'm going to give you my season speech, right? Seasons change, and there's nothing wrong with seasons changing. You know, I don't want to get into the whole thing of like the memes we do see on Instagram about like, oh, you outgrew that person, you're too mature. Also, I don't know. I'm not trying to get into that. Seasons simply change, and it doesn't mean that we lose love for a person, or that we lose that we lose the care for a person. And this is, again, I want to make sure I clarify this context. This is friendship that we're talking about, because a lot of times the things that I'll say here, they might kind of go across the board with romance and friendship, whatnot. I'm not talking about marriage. I'm not talking about, oh, you wake up one day like, oh, you and your husband's like, oh, well, the season has changed. We gave it a year. See ya. You know, like, we're not talking about divorce right now. Maybe one day on the podcast, I'll bring someone that's more of an expert in that area, but I'm talking about platonic friendships. I'm talking about when someone feels like a sibling because you're that close, right? That season may not always be the same. For so many different reasons, that season will likely change. And it's hard to face that. It's hard to accept it. It's hard to process it, but it's reality. And so what I want to encourage all of us to do is not to, you know, just say, okay, well, the season's changed, and then just wash our hands and walk away. What I want to encourage us to do is just work on those transitions the best we can, right? And I think that's where you are. I think you've accepted that the season has changed. I think you understand that you guys aren't as close as you used to be, and you might not get there again. But you're at a place where you're like, well, how do I work on this transition? You know, I'm going back to this town that I'm from. I might see them at the store. They'll likely know that I'm in town. Social media, like, how do I work on the transition from we were everything to each other, and now we don't even talk? If I were you, I would let her know that I was coming into town. You know, that might be a phone call. Maybe just one day when you're feeling chill, when you're feeling relaxed, just give her a call. And maybe she won't answer. That's okay. But you can just leave her a voicemail and just say, hey, I know this is so awkward, but I just want to let you know that I'm going to be in town. And if you're up for it, maybe we could grab coffee. And if you don't, that's totally fine. But I just wanted to let you know that I hope you're doing well, and I will be in town from this date to this date. I'm free on these 3 days. You know what I mean? You could send that, because Like, let's find your intention here. And I think I have a pretty good understanding of your intention. I could be wrong, and that's okay. But it doesn't seem like to me you're trying to jump back into the exact same friendship you guys had. And I don't think that you should try to do that right now. That seems like it would be a really complex situation. But I think your intention could be to just make sure she's okay. Not so much make sure she's okay. It's not your job to make sure she's okay. But you just want to know that she's okay. And you want to update her on a couple of things in your life. You know, I would encourage you to try to get coffee. You know, I wouldn't try for a sleepover. I wouldn't try for a girls' night out. I wouldn't try for dinner and a movie. I wouldn't try for going to each other's houses, for meeting up and carpooling. I would try for an hour window of sitting down. And you already have in your head the three questions you're going to ask. You know, you want to know how her boyfriend's doing. You want to know how she's doing. You want to know how her family's doing. And you want to tell her how your new town is. And you want to tell her, you know, I don't know, a couple, three, four things you want to tell her. And, like, acknowledge that it could be awkward, that it probably will be awkward. But I think if someone has become like your sister, then the awkward is worth it to go through with them, right? Not so that you can get anything in return. Not, I'm going through this awkward so that we can be best friends again. That's not why you're doing it. You're doing it to show that your heart was broken. Her heart was broken. Some things were said. You've fallen apart. And in any way possible, you want to try to reconnect without any, I'm trying to get you here to make you apologize. I'm trying to get you here to rehash everything. I'm trying to get you here to make you be my best friend. I just want to know you're okay. I want to tell you that I'm okay. And that's that. And maybe you call and she doesn't answer. She doesn't return the voicemail. Maybe you guys don't end up getting together. Maybe you don't end up connecting. That's not a bad thing either. You know, maybe your schedules just don't align. Maybe it just doesn't work out this time. That's not a bad thing. It just means that it didn't work out. And maybe you won't get together again. Maybe she replies and says, I don't think that's a good idea, or I don't want to see you. You tried. You put yourself out there. You said, hey, I'd like to get together. And then you step away, regardless of which way it goes. Because remember, the intention is not to become best friends again. The intention is just to extend grace and to receive grace. And whether you guys meet up or not, that's what you're doing. You said in your message that you don't want to do more harm than good. You just don't know if you have the strength to go through all this again, but you also don't want to miss out on healing if everyone is in a different place. You're not going to miss out on healing. Healing is your choice, right? Whether you guys get together or not, whether you guys talk ever again or not, whether you move out of the country and you don't buy a Verizon international plan and you guys never talk to each other or not, healing is your choice. You have to choose to forgive. You have to choose to forgive her, forgive yourself, forgive her parents, to extend grace to them, to receive grace for yourself. Don't ever allow someone else to be in control of healing, right? You might be saying it's more so that you don't know if the relationship could be healed. That's not where we're at right now. We're at your heart and your healing. And as far as the relationship to be healed, if you are working on bettering yourself and you are being made whole independently, and this is going to sound so, I'm hesitating because I feel like it's going to sound so negative, but I just want to be honest. Not all relationships are going to heal in the way that we think, right? mean, that's, I feel like that's a very common thing, is when we hurt someone or when someone hurts us, it's like, well, I want the relationship to mend. I want to, what's the word? I want to, reconcile. I want to, you know, build this bridge. I want to fix all of this. That might not happen, right? So you got to work on your heart, forgiveness, grace, mercy within yourself, your life. That's what you have to work on before you reach out to her, before anything. This healing that is so powerful and so needed and so available to you. I don't want you to think that it's contingent on communication with anyone but the creator of the beat of your heart. Simply put, we won't always have the chance to reconcile with those who hurt us. We won't always have the chance to reconcile with those we hurt. That's a fact. But we have the ability to walk in grace and in mercy and in freedom with or without that. I wrote a song a while ago. I don't know. I think it's on YouTube. I really don't remember. I'm literally typing it in right now. It's called Wishing You Better. And it's just a little acoustic vocal guitar thing you can find on YouTube if you want to watch it. But the lyrics say, I wish you the best wherever you are. And I hope that your world never falls apart, because I've been there with a broken heart when the one you thought would be there for forever isn't there anymore. And I'm wishing you better. And the first line of that song says, I want to write a really honest song to the one who used to be my best friend. And I had someone in mind when I wrote that, but as I wrote that, more people came to mind, and I received freedom that I needed so badly by understanding that, like, I was waiting for them to apologize to feel better. I was waiting to have this big understanding of what happened just to feel better. I was waiting for us to be able to sit down and talk it out for me to feel free. And that's irrational. That's unnecessary. And that's putting a hindrance on my healing. That's putting a clock on my freedom. And I can't live in bondage anymore. When I wrote that song, I'm saying, I can't do this anymore. I need to wish you better because I need to be free. I need to step away from this. I need to stop accidentally seeing a photo of you on Instagram and feeling like my world is falling apart while you're out living your life. I need to wish you better. I need to extend grace to you. I need to extend grace to myself for what I did, for what you did, for what we did, for whatever caused this dramatic, climactic, anticlimactic, whatever it is. I just like those words, so I like to say them. But this elaborate best friend breakup, whatever caused it, I need to relieve my own heart, my own hands, my own grip. I need to release my grip on this so that I can be free. And it can't be contingent on me seeing you. And it can't be contingent on me talking to you. And it can't be contingent on you apologizing to my face or me getting the chance to apologize to your face or to talk to your family or to acknowledge. And let's go with the romantic context really quick. You know, I see this in movies all the time, and then apparently it happens in real life too, and I was so shocked when I found that out. Sometimes when people are in a new dating relationship or they get engaged, they want to go and sit down with the person, their ex, and talk through why they broke up and get closure. If your closure is contingent on another human being, then your freedom is contingent on another human being, and you are allowing them to hold you in bondage. If they have the keys to your freedom, then they are the ones holding you in bondage, and no human being deserves to be held down by another human being. Like, we're talking freedom here. Freedom is so good and so rich and so available. right? And I just want us all to be able to walk in it, run in it, dance in it, bathe in it. Can you bathe in freedom? I just want us all to experience that. Girl, I don't know if you guys will get coffee and catch up. I don't know if you'll talk again. I don't know if you'll become best friends again, if you'll be bridesmaids in each other's weddings. I don't know any of that stuff, but I know that you went through something really difficult and frustrating and complex. And you're trying to pick up the pieces. And I just want you to know that it's possible. That's an option for you. Freedom is available to you to step into it, to cry into it, lean into it, press into it, and don't let it go. You guys know I'm a person of faith. Girl, pray about it. I'm not telling you to come and join my church and be in the same small group as me. I'm not telling you to go and start becoming a preacher and travel and preach on Sunday mornings. I'm telling you to close the door to your room and turn on some classical, quiet, simple worship, piano, study music, whatever you got to do, and pray about it. Even if you've never prayed before, even if you are so uninterested, so skeptical of prayer, I'm asking you to try it. I'm just asking you to give it a try. Try when no one's home. Nobody's going to hear you. Nobody's going to see you. Just say, God, I need your freedom. And then tell him why and tell him what happened. Tell him everything that went on. Pour it out there. Just try. Speak that stuff out loud and speak out the freedom that you have been given. Fear, hate, frustration, pain, anger, angst. All these things, they're no way to live. No way to live, dude. It's not fun. The hurt that we hold on to from the things that happened in our lives. The emotional and psychological pain that we often become attached to because of friendships and sisterhoods and relationships that fall apart and mentors and mentees that we thought we could trust. And then trying so hard to pick up the pieces when they're no longer there. I found freedom, dude. I have found so much freedom in the arms of God. It's the only place I found my freedom. And I'm the daughter of two incredible pastors. I'm the little sister of a girl that writes poetry for Instagram and goes viral like every 5 minutes. I'm the wife of an incredible man of God. I'm the sister-in-law of a wonderful older brother who protects me like he's known me my whole life. I'm the granddaughter of some amazing, God-fearing, military-serving men and women. I'm the friend of some amazing people. But my word, I have not found freedom in any of those relationships that matches the freedom that I have found in Christ Jesus. That matches the freedom that I have found by taking every burden that I have and dumping it at his feet. I also should have mentioned that I'm also the client of some great counselors. That's not been a bad source of help. To the girl that wrote this message, or to anybody listening that has gone through a best friend breakup, right? It's just like vomit. It's like, sorry, it's just my natural reaction. It's not fun. There's hope. There's freedom. The season may not be the same, but you can still find joy in it. I promise. Okay, bye. Seriously, thank you so much for listening to my podcast, Wait It Out, all about dating, relationships, and other things worth waiting for. Whether you are dating, whether you're super single, whether you're engaged, whether you're dealing with friend stuff, parent stuff, college stuff, young adult stuff, I really hope that you are enjoying this podcast. If you are, whatever app you're listening through, if you can just click subscribe, that way you'll get notified. This is a daily podcast all the time, like less than 20-minute episodes to encourage you on your way to school, on your way to work. And I really hope that you guys are enjoying it. Hit me up on social media at Jamie Grace Age. Send me a DM if you want your question to be here on the podcast. I would love to be able to encourage you guys and just support you guys through whatever it is that you're going through in your lives. Thanks so much for listening. I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye. All the girls with no ring on their hand, gonna hide it out cause we can, yes we can. All the girls with no ring on their hand, gonna yes, we can. Not gonna settle for less than the best, no. My daddy.